Rosh Chodesh Nisan is coming, so we'll talk about Vigata Levincha, you know, Shloshim Yom Kodem, Sholem Vidorshim Bechag, Shloshim Yom Behilchos Pesach Kodem Pesach, so we're definitely within Shloshim Yom. So I want to say over a Chakira within Vigata Levincha, say over what the Gedolim, Gedoli Hador of this and the past couple of generations, there's a lot of back and forth over how they understand Vigata Levincha. And the suffix is as follows. Is the Iker Vigata or is the Iker Levincha? The Hainu. Is the Pshat that Be'etzem the Chiyuv is Mutal on the Av? Vigata. And just the Ben is just, he's just there as a Hechatimtza that the Av should be able to be able to say over his Zippur. Mitzad Sheni is the Pshat that the Iker is Levincha. The Iker is that the Ben should be Shomea. And since he can't do it himself, the Torah was Matil the Chiyuv on the father to say it over, but the Iker Mitzvah is that the Ben should be Shomea. So there's common nafkaminas b'davar. As a backdrop, to say over a couple of Pashat Yediyas, this is Mishnah in Psachim, Mishnah and Gemara in Psachim, Kuf Tezayin Amud Aleph, Mosgulo Kosheni, Vekan Haben Shoel Oviv, Vim Ein Das Beben Oviv Melamda. Okay, and the Braisa says, Ton Rabbonon, Chacham Beno Shoelo, So if the Ben can't ask, so then the wife asks. V'imlav hu shoel li'atzmo. And if there's no wife, then he asks himself. Okay, that's the braisa everybody knows. And that's one backdrop. Another backdrop is the Rambam in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah, when he defines the mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Mitzvahs asay shall Torah lesaper benisim v'neflo shenasu lavosinim b'mitzrayim b'leil chamishosar benisan shenemar. It's not vigata levincha. The pashtus is the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is vigata levincha. The Rambam says shenemar zochor es yom hazeh asher yetzasim b'mitzrayim. Kemo shenemar zochor es yom haShabbos. The Rambam says the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is learned out from zochor es yom hazeh asher yetzasim b'mitzrayim, like it says zochor es yom haShabbos. That dimyon comes up in a medrash. And the Achronim are Torech to understand what the exact Dimyon is to Shabbos, what Nikud is he exactly trying to compare. And we're not going to focus on that. He goes on, Uminayin Shebelel Chamisha Osar, Tamalomor Vigata Levin Chabio Mahu Lemor, Bavur Zebisho, Sheyesh Matzah Mor Munachim Lefanecha, Bafapisha Ein Lo Ben, Afilu Chacham Gedolim Chayavim Lesaper Beitzias Mitzrayim B'Kol Amarich B'Dvarim She'iru V'Shehoyu Harizah Mishuvach. So the Iker Mitzvah of Sipur is from Zochor Sim Hazeh. And how do you know with Tesvav? V'Gad Tel Avincha B'Shah She'ish Matzah Mor L'Fanecha, even though there's no Ben, Echayav Lesaper. That's the Gemara, that's the Rambam. So now, let's start with Rav Sternbach. So Rav Sternbach in Chuvis van Hogos, Chelik Bey, Simon, Reish Lamed Vav. He's dealing there with the common practice that there are three generations at the Lil Seder, that the son and the father will eat by the grandfather. So, usually the grandfather is in charge of the Seder, so he's bothered, aren't we being mevatel mitzvahs asay of Vigata to Levincha, by the fact that the middle generation is not being mesaper to the kid. And he says, even though you could be mekayim mitzvahs Vigata to Levincha beino lebein atzmo, so it doesn't have to be dafka from the father to the son. But he says, there's a anaf miyuchad, a special branch of l'saper l'bano. So you're b'mevatel that aspect of the mitzvah of Yigat l'vincha. He says, b'prat that Leil Seder is his man, which is mukhshar l'hashrish ha'amuna. It's a wonderful time to be mashrish ha'amuna b'banim. V'lipuk tam alayla mehem. The taste of the night will not go away from them for Leil Seder. So b'dafka, the father should be involved. B'roi l'hanicho. The royal lanichol av dafka should be specific for the father. So he says that his answer is that for this mitzvah of Yigat Levincha, shlichus works. And it's not called a mitzvah shebegufo. Vigat levincha is not a mitzvah shebegufo, but shlichos works. And the grandfather will be the shliach of the middle generation of his son. And because he says, because ha'ikar shehaben yishma ha'sipor, ve'ein lahalacha sheha'av begufo yisafer. The main thing is the ben should hear it. But lav davka, it's a mitzvah on the guf ha'av that he has to say it over. And he says, even though, since l'maisa, we do hold mitzvah bo yosar b'shelucho, so of course the father should add in a dovar shevach b'kosh baruch hu here and there, but it's okay if the grandfather is the shliach. So we see that the ikar is the Kabbalah of the ben. And it's not a mitzvah shebegufo shebe'av, and that's why shlichus works. And this, you have the same Shach HaVatariah and Shuvas B'Tzela Chochma. However, in contrast, in the Sefer Mo'or HaMo'adim from Brisk, the question was asked to Rav David Soloveitchik Shlita. Ben Chutzlaretz, you have the father lives in Chutzlaretz, and he goes to Eretz Yisrael for Pesach, a common situation where he's visiting his son in Eretz Yisrael. So his son, let's say, is keeping one day, and the father is keeping 2 days. The question was asked, is he chayav the sipur yitzias Mitzrayim to his son? So Rav David said yes. On the second day. Because mitzvahs vihigadato is not a kiyum which is nase in the ben, rather it's mutal on the av lekayim mitzvahs vihigadato the ben through the ben. His lashon is the ben is just a chetzah shel mitzvah. The ben is just a tool for the father. And Yezariah, Bryson Kiddushin, Daf Chav Tesam and Aleph, gives a Rishima of things which the Av is Chayav Bibino. The Av is Chayav to give his son Mila, Pidgin Haben, Lamdo Torah. Why doesn't the Bryson say Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim? And for Rav David Soloveitchik, the Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is Choluk from Mila and Pidgin. By Mila and by Pidgin, the Kiyum is Nas and the Ben. The Ben needs to be Mal. The Ben needs to be Podoy. Just the Torah was matil the chiyuv on the av. Mashenkin b'sipur tiyas Mitzrayim, there's no kiyum in the ben at all, so therefore it doesn't belong in the Bryson Kiddushin. And even though we saw this from the Rambam, we didn't read the Rambam. The Rambam halacha beis is mitzvah lehodia lebonim ve'afilu lo shalu shnemar v'gad to lebincha. You do have to be modia to be malamed the ben. Maybe we'll see later on a possible explanation of how Rav David understands that, but at first glance, it's certainly a little bit strange that the Ikar is on the Av, so much so that the Ben is just a Chetzah Shal Mitzvah. So l'chora yotze mizeh, that since it sounds like the Mitzvah is Begufo Shal Av, so the Mitzvah is Begufo Shal Av, l'chora, it would not work to be Mone a Shliach for Leil Seder. Adarabba, the Ben is just a Hechatimsa for the Av to say over the Sipur. And also lehefech, that according to Rav Sternbuch, you would assume that in this situation of Yontov Sheni, the Eretz Yisrael, l'chora, you would say that there's no inyan for the Av to be mesaper davka to the Ben, because Rav Sternbuch learned the Iker Mitzvah is for the Ben. The Ben is not a bar chayuva for him today, it's Yontov Sheni. So l'chora, there would be no inyan to be mesaper to the son on Yontov Sheni. There would be an inyan mesaper ben ola ben asmo l'chora, but there's no inyan to do a davka to the Ben, because the fear of Sternbuch, the Ikar is the Ben, and he's not a Baruch Chiyuv today. Ma'ashenkin, the fear of David, everything is totally in the father. For the father, he's a Baruch Chiyuv today. So Memela, the Chetzah Shal Mitzvah of the Ben still exists on Yom Tov Sheni just as much as Yom Tov Rishon.
That, any other Shreifon
with his
Shatz?
What?
Yes, he has a Kasha, why isn't the Kedushin listed? But I think he's Shkayach.
Yeah.
Make up funny Pshatim, it's not an Eitzah. Just because you have a Kasha.
That's what should be Yodzei from their machlokas, a hakira of a head understand v'gat to levencha. Now I saw ke'enze in the chinuch and the minchas chinuch. In a famous discussion, arnoshim chayiv v'sipor yitzias Mitzrayim, the chinuch paskins echa b'im b'zacharim b'im b'nekevos, nekevos are chayiv and sipor yitzias Mitzrayim. Comes the minchas chinuch and says, sarach yon gadol, it's the mitzvah sasesha as man brahma. They should be peturos. Minchas chinuch says, we just read the Gemara that says, "Im lav beno ish lo sho alto," assuming the isha and the banos are the same, the nashim are the same. If nashim are chayiv to be shoel, if there's no ben there, lachor es mashma, they are chayiv and sipur yitzias Mitzrayim. Zok the minchas chinuch, That's not Pshat in the Gemara. Pshat in the Gemara is there's a mitzvah, a lov sheyiyeh kein. She has to ask that he should be able to mekayim his chiyuv of zippur. Aval al isha ain mitzvah klal. So you see from the mitzvah chenach that holds that nashim are peturos, that pshat in the Gemara of ishto shel alto is that she's just a heichatimsa for him to be able to say over his zippur. So too you can say the same thing for the ben, that the ben is just a heichatimsa for the atzer of the zippur. Ma'ashen kein lefi lechenach, and we'll see this more before in a second, lefi lechenach that nashim are chayavos. So then we'll see, maybe there's a hechrach to say that lefi lechenach the mitzvah is beben bedavka. You don't have to say in the chinuch, but at least in the minchas chinuch that learns the pshat Gemara that there's no din bedavka that the ishto shel alto, it's just that he should be able to mekayim his sipur. That would be a siyu, a smach for Rav David. Rav Chaim Knievsky has what seems to be a middle path. Yeah, sure.
I guess the question of Shad is, is it for your own purpose? How do you know that if a person's by, what's the expression? If a person's by himself, he doesn't say it over to...
That's right. The Rambam quotes on that Zochos Yom Hazeh Shetat Mitzrayim, and it could be that there it's a separate inyan. There's pshatim that's lavdavka to be modi and to be melamed. There it's just that's the din of kol mesapar reza mishubach. That just to be meor and to be mazker the sefer more and more, even ben olbein atzmo. That itself is the mitzvah.
So it could be different from the gadol.
Havada.
The gadol is just a mitzvah to teach your son.
Yeah, so it says this in the beginning, but it's not. Try to stay away from this. It could be very nogeya, but
put this. Rav David says he's learning that way.
Hanami, we'll come back to it though. Let's put it aside. Let's just try to get everything out there.
According to Rav David, the 2-day, 1-day case, did someone have to come to the Seder?
The son should come to the Seder, yeah. I mean, I don't. You have to know exactly what the Shiloh was, because sometimes it could be worse that it looks worse. The Shiloh may be if he is there, so should he take part? I don't know if he Dafka should come.
In terms of our saying that's his.
That's his. If I don't know if the Shiloh is Dafka, if the Ben is there already, or if he should come, because it could be worse. Rav Chaim Knievsky in Parshas Bo in Sefer Derech Sicha was asked the shaila about Ben Chutz La'aretz that comes and the sons in Eretz Yisrael. What should he do? So Rav Chaim Knievsky says that the father is mechuyev l'saper l'beno because he says the mitzvah v'gad to l'vincha is even on someone who's not mechuyev, a chatan who's not bar mitzvah. There still is a chiyev sibur tzitzrayim to that chatan who's not mechuyev because the Torah was mechayev him to tell over to the son. Okay, so he definitely holds the mitzvah is ba'av. Okay. But there is a shaychas to the ben as well, that the chiyuv is the stop of the bado. And then he asked on himself, the way it's brought there, he asked on himself, what about the brayson and kiddushin? Because he wasn't learning like Rav David, that the ben is just a chetzah shel mitzvah, but rather there is a chiyuv in the son as well, even though the chiyuv is on the av, and the bano doesn't have to be a bar mitzvah, so even when it's yom tov sheni, it's not a bar mitzvah as well, so it's on the av, but at the same time you have to be misaper to the ben. So why? So what's Pshat Gemara Kiddushin? So he says there's a different tachiyah for that Gemara. That Gemara is things which are specifically to the ben, but by mitzvah sipur tifas trayim, you have ben ole ben atmo, you have isha as well. So the brayt there only lists things which are dafka the ben, mila talmud Torah, but sipur tifas trayim is for everybody. That's the way he's madcha. So he has this derech emsoy lechora that the ikar mitzvah is that the av should be misaper, but he needs to give it over to the ben. And it's not just the ben's not just a chatimsa for the father, but he needs to give it over to the ben. However, it's all tolui in the kfiyas of the father, because he's the one who's a mechuyuv, he's the bar mitzvah, so to speak, and the ben is not the bar mitzvah. But since there is a dinah, you have to be mosher to the ben as well, he had to be miyashiv, the brayson kiddushin, beofen acher. In Shuvas Lahoros Noson, Chilek Tesimin Yud Beis Os Zion. He's dealing there with if the din of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim for the boss. If there's a chiyuv, if she is a chiyuv in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, if you have to give it over to the boss, and let's just for argument's sake understand that Kish Alcha Bincha and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim are Hainu Hach. It's much simpler that way if we assume that they're the same. So in his discussion about if the boss has a din of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, he brings the Gemara in Kiddushin. He explains that Gemara in Kiddushin Kipashtas, that all of those dinam of Talmud Torah, mitzvah, mila, pidyon ben, that those are mitzvahs which are mutalos on the ben, But Kol Zman that he's a katon, he can't be mekayim those mitzvahs. So the Torah was mitzvah the father to, that he should do the mitzvahs for the ben. And then he says, v'hu hadin mitzvah sipur tzias mitzrayim, that since the katon can't be misaper to himself, similarly that he can't mal himself or do pidyon ben himself, since he can't say over the sipur to himself, the Torah was mechayiv the father to say over to his son, and that is mitzvahs v'gata levencha, which to me is a pella, because l'chore that would mean that the ikar inyan of v'gata levencha, according to him, is not to be mashrish emunah dafka midorei doros, from the father to the son, and to be mashrish doros, but be'etzem he could have been misaper liatzmo. It's just the Torah was matel chiyuv on the father to do it for him, but clearly he's learning that it's not a chiyuv on the father levad, rather it's the mitzvahs haben, and it's niskayim through the Av, like Rav Sternbach's approach that Shlichus works, and that the Iker Mitzvah is that the Ben should be Shomeya. And he says, for Noshim as well, who are then for Noshim, that Noshim, since the Chinuch Pasim, the Noshim are also Bechlal Chi of Sipur T.S. Mitzrayim, Mimelo, Noshim also would have, there's this thing to be Mesaper to Noshim, because the same way by Ben, the Mitzvah is in the Ben himself, so too, by Noshim, the Mitzvah is for the Isha herself.
Happens to be the Torah says also you have to help your son who's not up to chinuch yet. Because before it's the son has to hear from the father.
Say again?
Before we said that the other side was that the son has to hear from the father.
Yeah.
Here you're saying the son is hearing on his own. That means each person is hearing on their own.
Yeah.
It's not that the son is hearing from the father. Each person has their own chiyuv. And even though the son's not yet chinuch, we make you do it anyway.
We make the father
so
the.
He's an adult and he has his father with him. So the son, he's a son.
Interesting, right? Lachor, there would be no inyan for the father. Yeah, they talk about that. At what age does it stop? It could be according to him, once he's able to misaper for himself, and there would be no inyan for the father.
Or that when we say it's chiyuv, it means each person has their own chiyuv. The Torah said that, and even though normally someone's not chinuch yet, but anyway, do it.
Right.
Then just each person has a chiyuv on their own.
Right.
To tell themselves.
Yeah. It's like it's almost like very connected to beino lebein atzmo in a way. It's just the cotton doesn't have a chetim to do that, so the father should do it for him. So, l'chora yotzim is that the issue in the chinuch and minchas chinuch about if nashim are chayev or not, and how to learn that more of isha sho'alto is very intrinsic to understand if the ikar mitzvah is on the av or the ikar mitzvah is on the ben. If the chinuch that there's a mitzvah, the isha sho'alto, there's a mitzvah in the isha herself, l'chora is who didn't be with the ben, that the mitzvah is that the ikar mitzvah is the ben should be shemeya, and the father is just it's not a mitzvah shebegufo, the father could hire a shliach. Asha enkein, if the minchas chinuch, but it's just the hechatim for the opposite of the sipur, you see that the ikar mitzvah is in the father, and the kids are just a tool to accomplish that. However, with all of this backdrop, l'chora, we see that there are some of these gedolim are l'chora soser themselves, so we're going to need to come up with a new hagdara. Rav Sternbach, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and Rav Shlomo Zalman, I found what seems, based on everything we laid out so far, l'chora, there should be stiras in all three of them. To start with Rav Chaim Kanievsky, in Sefer Shelas HaRav, Chelek Beis, Perek Lamed, Oschaf Vov, I saw that he was asked this question about Ben Eretz Yisroel, who's he's eating in cases in Chutz La'aretz by his parents and Leil Sheni. When the kid asks Ma Nishtano, will that pater the what would have been the mother's chiyuv to ask Ma Nishtano? So he says three words. Kedarka b'kodesh itaken she'en poter l'chor isha na pater. So l'chor there should be a stira. We said before in the Chaim Kanievsky, the ikar mitzvah is totally in the av, and because the raya is that even with the ben's not a bar mitzvah, so then the chiyuv sipur tzias mitzrayim is for the av, and that's why he passed him before. Then in the case of yontiv sheni, that in the case of yontiv sheni, that in the chanami the father is mechuyev to be misaper to the ben. So the ben is just the hechatims for the ab to say over the sipur. If that's the case, why doesn't the ben's manishtana patra the aim? L'chora, you don't need the ben to be a bar chiyuva. In the end of the day, the father was asked through the son. So why shouldn't the patra? Rav Sternbach, in Chelik Dalid, Simon Kuf Beis, and maybe we can ask them. We can ask them if we have the Yechols. We can ask them what they taka meant with in regards to these theorists. He's talking about the din of Ishto Shoalto, and he's going with the Minchas Chelach that really the Nashim should be Beturos because Mitzvah Hasei she has Man Grama. He says, what's the Indian of Nashim Ishto Shoalto? He says that there's a Sipur. There has to be a Mitzias of a Sipur here. So the woman asks, there's a Mitzias of a Sipur here. Even though the Nashim aren't Nos Chiyuva, like Ketanim, who are not B'nei Chiyuva, and because of that, all we need is a Mitzias of Sipur. And through that, he paskins the case of Yontov Sheni, which we would have said, which we said before, according to his opinion, should come out that there's no din to be misaper to the Ben Yontov Sheni, because the Iker is that the Ben should be Shomeya. He paskins, no, that you are misaper to the Ben Yontov Sheni, because the Iker, because there is a Mitzias of a Sipur by saying over to your sons, even though it's not a Yom Shel Chiyuva for him. The same way that you're Mekayim Be'ishto, even though she's not a Bas Chiyuva, who a din for the... For your Ben, who's a Tosha of Eretz Yisrael. He says, even though it's not a 100% comparison, because the Isha, even though she's not a Bas Chiyuva, but she's still Shayach to the Mitzvah, the Ben is Mufka Legami on Yontov Sheni. It's not Pesach for him Bechlal, or it's not Leil Seder for him Bechlal, rather. Afal Pichain, he still thinks it's a good Dimyon, that we see from this, the Iker Mitzvah is totally on the Misaper, So even though the Shemeya is not a Bar Chiyuva, as long as the Misaper is a Bar Chiyuva, there should be an Inyan to be Misaper. But before, he said that the Iker is that the Ben should be Shemeya, and that Shlichos would work, because it's not a Mitzvah Shebegufo. And in this same Tshuva, in the next paragraph, he repeats himself from Chelik Beis regarding the Shlichos Inyan. He talks about the three generation Seder and says that Nechanami, the grandfather, could be in charge and you could hire him as a Shliach because the Iker is at the Ben Shavisha Meya. A Stir Mineu Bey. A second ago, he just said that the Iker seems to be totally in the Av, not in the Ben. And that's why, Ben Yontov Sheni, the Av is Misaper. So what's going on? So, what seems to me, this, I certainly think this needs a clearer Hagdara, but I think the way that they're understanding it is. We can ask them, of course, we can ask them. But I think the Inyan is that the Iker Inyan is certainly that the Ben should be Shomeya. That certainly is the Tafket, that's the direction. And the way I would say it is that's the Kiyum HaMitzvah. The Kiyum is Nimsa and the Ben being Shomeya. B'derech Sipur, B'mashri Shemuna, that's the Tav HaDover. But there's Mutal on the Father. And because there's Mutal on the Father, that gets Dinim. That the Hogdor is Mana Chiyuv is defined by the Father. When it's a Yom Shel Chiyuva for the father and not for the son, there still is a Chiyuv Sipur because we go Basa the Av. The Hagdar is Man, the Chiyuv is from the father, but the Kiyum is Nimsa and the Ben being Shomeya. So in a Chanami, Shlichus will work. That you can hire a Shlich. It's not a Mitzvah Shebegufo because the Iker Mitzvah is the Kiyum is Nimsa and the Ben being Shomeya. So Shlichus would work. Nor was that we go Basa for the Zman Chiyuv, we go Basa the Av. So he's misapering Yontov Sheni to his son, because Lamai said there's a Mitzias of Sipur over here. Like we suggested before in Rav Sternbach's opinion, that there'd be an Inyan on Yontov Sheni, Beno, Ben Asma, we're just taking a step further, that there's an Inyan even to the Beno, because through the Beno, there is a Mitzias of a Sipur here, that's the Derech, that's the Rimashri Shemuna, even though he's not in Bar Chiyuva today, but there still is a Kiyum in the son. A Rachel comparison possibly would be the way the Kesef Mishnah understands Lo Savash Gadi Bechalevi Mo is he understands that's a Gzera D'Oraisa. So he understands that the reason why you shouldn't cook is that you don't come to eat. Okay, the whole Isra D'Oraisa Lo Savash is they shouldn't come to Achila. So the Iker, there are halachas within Lo Savash, what determines if you could cook, if you can't cook, but the Tam, the Kiyum is to not be able to eat. So who would then hear that it's like the father, the mitzvah is that it's mutal on the father and it's defined by the father, but its goal is that the Ben should be mekabel. That's the kiyum. But everything which is defined by the mitzvah, the definitions of the mitzvah are through the father. And I think this would maybe be. So too for Chaim Kanievsky, we would say the same shot as this, that even though there is a chiyum in Yontov Sheni to be misaper to the Beno, even though he's not a Bar Chiyuva, like he paskened in Derech Sicha. At the same time, he would still say that the Shelas Haben on Yontov Sheni will not pater ish dosho alto, because since he's mufka from the mitzvah, and the ish is not mufka from the mitzvah, mimela, that would be bechlal, the din of the brisa of me'im b'no chacham ish dosho alto. There's no ben here. The ben's not a bar chiyuva. True, the woman's not a bar chiyuva either, but she's more shayach. For her, it's leil haseder. So that's why Rav Chaim Kinsky could say that even though there is a din, a mitzvah to be misaper to beno, even yontav sheni, because the ikar is totally in the father, but lemaisa, that din of the chacham beno sho alto is only if it's only going to pater everyone else if for him he's a bar chiyuva. Since he's not a bar chiyuva, so he's mukal legamri. That's not the best way to do it. So mela, it's not it's bechlal main beno ish dosho alto that the woman should be shoal. Hu hadin with Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shlomo Zalman Halicha Shlomo in the same perek. L'chora, there's also these two psakim seem to be associated with each other. In Halicha Shlomo, in Seder Leil Pesach Magid Os Lamed Aleph, he says if you have many mesubim and one is mesaper lekulam, because the ikar chiyuv is that the father should be moser to the banim belayla hazeh sibrit yis mitzrayim. And as long as they hear it kira'oi, it's enough. And you don't even need to be mona shliach. The mesaper is memelo shliach for this. And then you yotze your chiyuv. So he holds shlichus work, because the ikar is that the banim should be shameach. However, in Os Samech Vav, in Halicha Shlomo, he passed him in the same question of Yontav Sheni there, the same question he was asked. He says, yeah, it's good that the banim should be shoel manishtana, because even though for them it's not Yontav, but since for him, for the father, it is Yontav, they should be shoel k'dei sheikayim ha-mitzvah kitzurasa, because everything is totally b'didei. It's all totally in the af, not the ben. But he just told me a second ago that the ikar is that the banim should be shameya, and shlichus works for that. It's the same stira we're asking. So l'chor, you could say like the same thing before, that the zman achiv is mutal on the av. And that's why beyond tashani, the av is mesaper. And through that, there is a mitzias of a sipur, ayyidei the ben, to be moser to the ben. Nonetheless, shlichus will work in general, because the ikar kiyuma mitzvah is that they should hear it. So if that's the ikar kiyuma mitzvah, then you can be mona a shliach, and your mekayim mitzvah that the banim should be shameya. And he's not dealing there with if there is an isha, if the banim's shela on yontav sheni would pater the isha, if it is leil seder for her, he's not getting involved with that. You could say like Rav Chaim Kinyevsky, you could say not. And l'chor lefizeh would be yotzei nafkamina ledina, that what would be if you put these two dinim together to hire a shliach on yontav sheni. L'chora should not, even everyone that says that shliach would work, l'chora, except for David, but Rav Sternbach under Shlomo Zalman, l'chora, you would not be able to hire shliach for Yantav Sheni. Because on Yantav Sheni, there's no kiyum in the ben, because he's not bar chiyuva today. So the whole din of the ikar is that the bottom should be shemeya doesn't exist today in Yantav Sheni. Maybe they would hold the shliach would not work in Yantav Sheni. B'derech acheres, I want to suggest a different understanding of Yigat Levincha, which will not work in the aforementioned psakim of the Gedolim. It would be the same psak as they would say, but not for the reasons that they gave. In other words, that on Yontav Sheni, the Av would be Chayav Lesaper Lebeno, even though it's not Azman Chiyuv for him today, because you go bust of the father. But not for the reasons that we just mentioned that should be Yotzei from the Divrei of the Gedolim. I want to be Masber through a Rambam in Hilchos Bias Mikdash. The Rambam in Perek Tes Halach HaZayin of Bias Mikdash Paskins by Menorah that a Zar could be Malik the Menorah Bachutz. If you bring out the Neros or the Menorah outside to the Chatzah, then a Yisrael could be Malik. The Rav is Cholik. Rabbit holds only b'dyeved. Rambam holds it works like chachila. The issue is, l'chor, the pasuk says, "Vayidaber Hashem el Aaron lemor b'haloscha saneros." It's a mitzvah spikahuna of b'haloscha. What's b'haloscha? B'haloscha is halakha. So it's mitzvah spikahuna to have halakha. How can the Rambam say that a zar could do halakha? there's a Rav Chaim about it, and through Rav Chaim, there is Rav Isser Zalman and the Dvar Avram have a Mahalik to explain why a Zar is Madlik, which I think will be helpful to understand Mitzvah V'gad to Levincha. Behaloscha, the Ritva already says, it's not a Lashon Tzivoy. It's when it happens, when the candles are lit. The Tzivoy is only in setting up the Neros. Mitzvah called Hatavas HaNeros, setting up the Neros. But since there's no Tzivoy of Behaloscha, so there's no Tzivoy that should be Bekoin Bedavka. The Mitzvah of setting up the Neros is a Mitzvah Spikahuna. But the Tachlis HaMitzvah is that it should be lit. Behaloscha is not a Tzivoy. Behaloscha is a Tachlis HaMitzvah. So you don't need a Kohen and you don't need it to be Bifnim. As however you get it lit through magic, I mean it can't be done through it can't be done through a Chereshot of a Katan, but as long as through a Yisrael it gets to its Tachlis, even if it's Chutz Mim Komo and not through a Kohen, as long as the Tzivui, the Kiyum of Hatovas and Eros was done by Kohen, the Halacha can be done Eich Sheyiyah as long as it reaches its Tachlis of being lit. That's how they understand the Rambam. So I thought maybe who would then hacha that the mitzvah of Sibrit and Shrayim is Chal on the Av, and the chelik of the Ben is not even the chelik of the mitzvah bechlal. It's just the tachlis. The tachlis is that the Sibur should reach the Ben, but it's not a chelik of the mitzvah. So therefore, we don't care if on Yom Tov Sheni if it's not a yom of chiyu for the Ben, we don't care. It could be that. Imagine there was a 10-day difference. Now, Tishrei is a little later, and 10 days later, it's 10 days later for the Ben. There would still be an inyan because the mitzvah of Leil Seder applies for the father. It's the mitzvah is on him. The tachlis reaches the son, whether it's Leil Seder or not. The tachlis reaches him. It doesn't have to reach him, but dafka Leil Seder, as long as it reaches him. As long as we're mashers emuna in the son, it doesn't have to get them on Tezvav. And according to this Hesber, I don't know if Shlichus would work. Because even though the Tachlis is that the Ben should hear it, I don't know if Shlichus would work for something which is not a mitzvah. There's no kiyum in the Ben hearing it. It's just a Tachlis, the mitzvah should reach him. The Iker mitzvah is on the Av. The whole mitzvah is on the Av. I don't know if Shlichus would work for that. And with this, we could also miyashiv the Brayson Kiddushin. The Brayson Kiddushin only mentions things which are actually mitzvahs for the Ben. Mila, Pidgin, the Ben, Talmud Torah, according to this, true, Sibrit Yisrael has to reach the Ben, but that's not a chelik of the mitzvah. And Ulai, Efsher, that's how Rav David was understanding it. That yeah, and Hanami, there's a mitzvah lelamdo lehodio lebonim. But what he means that the Ben is only a cheftashal mitzvah is it means he's not part of the mitzvah. The tachlis is that the Sibur has to reach him. But it's not that he has a chilek and a kiyum of the mitzvah. The ulai, we can understand the Rambam also that way. Because you didn't get involved with it, but the Rambam has two separate mitzvahs of Zachor as Hayom HaZeh Sheitatim Mitzrayim, which is the Iker Sibur Tis Mitzrayim. And Vigata Levincha is a separate mitzvah of being Milami to the Ben. Ulai, these two dinim, that the Iker Sipur is Chal on the Av, and it's a separate Tachlis HaMitzvah. In the Rambam's moment of the mitzvah, he counts Zachor as Yom HaZeh. He doesn't count Vigat HaLevincha. Because after he learned Vigat HaLevincha, it's just a Tachlis that you reach the Ben, but not that itself is the mitzvah. V'sikum, in the Gedra Vigat HaLevincha, we have what seemed to be at first two simple Mahalchim. Either if the Iker is that it's a mitzvah, Shebe Guf HaAv, and the Ben is just a Cheftas HaMitzvah, or is Iker that the, or Mitzad Sheni, or Sternbach, that the Iker is the Kabbalah Sipur for the Bonim, it's just done through the Av, and Shlichus will be Mo'il Lazeh. And then we said there's a Derech HaMsoi, that really it's a Chiyu for the Av, and Tanai and the Kiyum of the Mitzvah is that it should reach the Ben. And finally we set up Shat, similar to that, that's not that the Chilik of the Ben is that there's a Kiyum and the Ben should be hearing it, it's just that's a Tachlis of the Mitzvah. But not that that's a chilek of the mitzvah itself, that the Ben should be Shomeya. Nafgamina b'kolze is if the shliach would work, what would be a din by Yom Tov Sheni, how to understand the Gemara in Kiddushin, and when you had the three generations Seder, will it work to be Mona, the grandfather as a shliach? Those are all the nafgaminas that should come out through all these mahalchim. Nisiyum ha'inyan, the inyan of emuna comes up throughout Leil HaSeder, clearly like the Sturmach said, Shelo Yipok Tam Halayla, to be Mashrish Amuna into the Banim. And Sefer is Orish Tshuva, his Lashon is exactly Sheyehelo Ratzon Lekabel HaTorah Ulalamda, the Akhim Tzmai, he should come out to have a Ratzon Lekabel HaTorah Ulalamda, to Mekabel Torah and to learn it. And Lachora, that's the whole, everything is Kadesh Yishlo Atinokas. Kadesh Yishlo Atinokas is that it should be interesting for them. Through the interest, outside of just being interested in keeping their interest throughout the night. Clearly, as we all know, Leil Seder is memorable. Remember it as what it was like for us as kids. And it left the Roshim, it left an impression on us. That's highly connected to Emuna, that we need an impression and something to be memorable that has a lasting element regarding Emuna. Through this, we can understand the Mishnah in Psachim that says, "Chayav v'lem leros etz atzmo k'ilu yotzem mimitzrayim shenir v'gat levin chavim ahu d'chavetz chayim in parshas bo." Says, "What's pshat the dafka by this mitzvah? The seaport is dafka be'open k'ilu hu yotzem mimitzrayim. What's the inyan?" So he says that since the matara of the Laila is to be manchil the seaport to the banim, manchil the Emuna and the nisin the flows that Kosh Baruch gave us to the banim. In Cain, the Torah wanted us dafka to be misaper in a way that it should have a shpoa on the ben. And lefize, we understand that the Mishnah there brings the pasuk of Shemar v'gata levincha on ki'ilu yotza. Pashup shah, why is the Gemara bringing the pasuk? V'gata levincha v'yam mahu b'vur ze asa Hashem li. So you say li, every generation, that's why it's ki'ilu hu yotza mitzrayim. But another pshat is, the connection of ki'ilu hu yotza mitzrayim is because if it's as if you left Mitzrayim and you tell over the seaboard in a way that ki'ilu you left Mitzrayim, that's going to have the biggest impact on the banim. Because that's the way the Torah wanted you to say it. The Torah wanted you to say it in the Hislav was that it should be mashpi on the ben. That's why it's tafka as if you were there. If you see a maisa, it's not domet. If you heard a maisa and you say over a maisa, ain't a domet. Lotei shmiya gedola meri'ia. Ri'ia makes a bigger impact than shmiya. If you hear a seaport, you don't. If you hear a seaport, you want to say over that seaport that you heard. You don't say it over it's with such a Hislavus. Moshe l'man davar domet. If you hear. You hear on the news that there was a fire on an apartment and people died and this one person escaped through the firefighters. So you say over a few pratim, like a little bit of excitement. Wow, this person stayed alive after all the smoke inhalation, went to the hospital, was there for a couple of days. But if you yourself were that person, you go, my goodness, I tripped over things and I said Shema Yisrael and then the smoke went into me and I still made it out and I saw this dead body and I stepped over that dead body. It leaves a rosh. I mean, you heard right here, to hear Rav Mendelovich speak, it's he himself went through it. So too with Yitzhak Mitzrayim. If you just read the book, so to speak, then it's not going to leave an impact. If the hachana that we need to do before the Leil Seder, the Ikar hachana we need to do is when we read over the Maizim and the Midrashim that are in the Haggadah, we need to imagine that we ourselves are there and to give it over, or at least, whether Bein Ola Bein Atmo or to our Banim, in that open as if we were there, and then we tell over the Nisim and the flows that happened with such Hislavus, that's the way they are Manchel the Sipur Midor Lador. Mitzvah Hashem should be Zoche to be Mamin Mun Shlemo and Nisim and the flows of Kosh Baruch Hu Kol Yom V'Yoma. There's a Niska V'Yasol Meher B'Meinah.